Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Jane Frankel, a business author, lifelong educator, workforce consultant, and successful entrepreneur. Today, she serves as a managing principal of the Art of Performance LLC and as an adjunct professor in economics at Temple University. Her new book is The Intentional Mindset, Data, Decisions, and Your Destiny. And Jane, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here and talk about a topic that's been on my mind and important for lots of years.
Well, with that being said, I'm sure we have some things to learn here today from you and for your expertise. Thanks so much for joining us here today. So let's start out with this. How does mindset connect to mindfulness?
That is a great question that many people ask. There's a lot of a lot written about mindfulness, and I would say that I always think of a mindset as how you structure your thinking. I define it as with four components: your goals, your values, your beliefs or biases, and your mode of work. All of those things are always there. You can change them, but being aware of them is what mindfulness is all about. So first, a person needs to be mindful so that they can observe and be aware of what the four components of mindset are. Those components of mindset drive your decisions. So you want those components to be exactly what you want them to be so that they drive decisions in a way that benefits you. Because you can have goals and values that are opposing, and then therefore your decisions do not serve you well.
Now, talk to us about this. What does it mean to be autonomous in the knowledge economy? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Well, the knowledge economy is what we're in right now, as opposed to previous economies like the industrial and the agricultural. If you go way back, in the knowledge economy, there are just unlimited, almost unfathomable amounts of data and information available. We collect information on our toasters, on everything, which makes it very easy, or data and information to be easily accessible for people to use that data and information to make decisions. Being autonomous means that you have the agency to be in control of your actions and your decisions. And if you are successfully autonomous, you're going to need to know how to use and what's available in terms of data and information to make good decisions. So being autonomous really means being able to direct yourself, find the data and information that are going to help you with that direction, and to build out your mindset or modify your mindset as you need in order to make decisions that will propel you to success, as opposed to things that are conflicting that will make you fail.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback and your input there. And getting back to mindset, how do you determine your mindset? I'm sure listeners would like to hear your input on that.
Well, that is a great question. There are a lot of tools that you can do. You can, first of all, be mindful and observe and test, constantly test if your mode of work, for example, if you are a very solitary person and want to work by yourself, well, then you want to then demonstrate that in your values. So your values would not be in being social and being very collaborative. You would have values of kind of being a solopreneur, entrepreneur, working by yourself, or, you know, working on projects that you do not have to seek input. But in the knowledge economy, since people have to constantly make decisions, you really need to be able to access the expertise of other people and know how to do that in a way that you're going to be able to collect extra data and information that you may not have to be able to make good decisions. So watching your behaviors, watching how others behave, and kind of evaluating, do I act that way? Do I make decisions that way? Or how do I appreciate and like the way that person makes decisions? Maybe I should do it that way. So it's really a task in observation and building your awareness of how you are supporting yourself through those four components of mindset. If you have a goal, for example, of being a millionaire by the time you are 25, well, then if your value structure is something that you like your private time and you like to go home at 5 o'clock every day, well, your value of your own personal time is not probably going to reconcile with your $1 million idea by the time you're 25. So then you would not be making decisions based on those mindset components that would be leading you to success. They would be leading you to probably frustration and failures that you don't understand because you don't have your goals and your values synced up.
Certainly a great response, and I really do appreciate the example used. If you want to be a millionaire by 25, you can't be stuck on working only till 5 p.m. or you're not going to get there. A great, great example for sure on that. Today we're joined by Jane Frankel, the managing principal of the Art of Performance, LLC. She also serves as an adjunct professor in economics at Temple University. Her new book is The Intentional Mindset, Data Decisions and Your Destiny. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me, what is a narrative and its artifacts?
Your narrative is your persona. How do you present to other people? What do they expect when you open your mouth to talk? How do they evaluate? You know, I talked about observation a few minutes ago. Well, you're getting observed as well as you're observing other people. So when people observe you, they create a story, a narrative about who you are, what your mindset is, what you value, what your goals are, how you like to work, what your biases are. And so that you really want that narrative to be front and center with what you want it to be. You don't want people believing things about you that you don't really hold those beliefs about yourself. Unfortunately, or fortunately, what other people believe about your narrative is what they're going to act on, and they're going to think of you that way, and then they're going to interact with you based on their understanding of your narrative or persona. So you want to be careful of pretty much how people perceive you. And testing that, again, back to the observation, it's great to ask people, well, what did you think of that response? Do you agree with that? What does that tell you about my goals? Or, you know, just kind of really creating the relationship of conversation to make sure that everybody's on the same page, because in the knowledge economy, we do mostly work by ourselves. We are pretty much destined. There aren't a whole lot of people around to tell you what to do. You have to kind of create your own path. Business owners or employers really need for people to be able to be autonomous, take care of themselves, make their own decisions. So using the tools that allow you to do that, to make the observations you need and to research, make the right inquiries and make the right research questions so that you are actually getting good data and information to make decisions. So there's a lot of responsibility on knowledge economy workers, and it's very different from the way we have worked in our organizations in the past. Mostly people were waited for to be told what to do. Well, there are very few of those directives now. Employers are, you know, kind of solving their own problems and need workers, knowledge workers, to be able to do that as well. And that speaks to the whole notion of intrapreneuring. We talk a lot about entrepreneurship. Intrapreneuring is actually being aware of yourself or your organization, and how can I create value within that? As an entrepreneur, as a person, I like to ask, if you're your own advocate here, what are you doing to build? What are you building for yourself? And that has to do with the narrative that you're building for yourself, how people think of you, and how they are going to be willing to work with you, help you, add value to what you're already doing, or not so much, because they're not really too favorable on your narrative as they see it.
Once again, I really do appreciate that response. That is a big, big help for sure. Lastly, why are learning and performance goals so important?
That is a distinction that I think is so helpful in the workplace, because many times people, athletes or workers, they are going after a performance goal. They want a bonus. They want an increase in salary, something very tangible. They're not looking at or recognizing the value of learning goals. Very often, you have to learn a whole bunch of stuff and ask the right questions and research the right things in order to be able to reach a performance goal. So learning goals and performance goals kind of tag team. So if you want to get to a performance goal of running a marathon, well, what are the things you need to learn along the way in order to know actually how to get to that performance goal of running a marathon? Because you can say, I have a goal of running a marathon in 6 months, but what is it you need to know, to learn, research, inquire about, to people who have run other marathons or will be running with you, or professional runners? What is it you need to find out in order to be successful in your learning and your preparation to get to that ultimate performance goal of running a marathon? That's not even winning a marathon. That's just able to, meet the goal of being able to complete the marathon.
Jane, really do appreciate your visit with us here today. Again, you are the author of your new book, The Intentional Mindset. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as the book, pick up the book, and also on The Art of Performance, LLC? Where can folks get all the details?
You can go to my website, which is www.artofperformance.net, or you can check me out on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email, which is Jane H. Frankel, JaneHFrankel, at artofperformance.net. And I'd be delighted to talk with anyone who would, any listener who would like more information on this topic. Your intentional mindset is what will actually lead to your success. And so it's important to consider all the aspects of it.
Hey, no doubt about that. And listeners, of course, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. As always, Jane, thanks again for joining us here today. Certainly was a joy and a pleasure. Certainly enjoyed our time today.
Thank you so much, Eric. I enjoyed it too. Take care now.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Jane Frankel, the managing principal of the Art of Performance, LLC, and also serves as an adjunct professor in economics at Temple University. Her new book is The Intentional Mindset, Data, Decisions, and Your Destiny. And for all the details, simply visit artofperformance.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.